Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
All right, welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to do a little bit of a social media deep dive as to why TikTok isn't going anywhere. Pat, go ahead and take away with point number one.
I think the biggest stat right off the bat is, as of, I think we just looked here this week, TikTok has 100 million users in the United States. 100 million, that's a third of the country. And to put that into some perspective, Instagram has 107. And Instagram is obviously well more established. It's been around a lot longer. So that right there tells you at the adoption rate that TikTok has, all of a sudden, you know, it's on that Instagram level. So there's no chance that it's going anywhere with that sort of volume and that many users.
Definitely. Point number two is that it has a massive foundation of young people using the app. And a lot of people think, okay, well, what can a 13 to 15 or 13 to 18 year old do for my business or do for my brand? You'd be surprised. The biggest TikTok superstar, Charlie, you know, she's doing commercials and ads for Hollister. She was at the All-Star game for the NBA this year, like all around. But the key difference here is the social media platforms that we think of today, and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest and all these places, a lot of them had a big foundation of young people to carry it through any of the ups and downs that these channels go through. Facebook started off as just college people, right? You had to have a college email address to register for your Facebook account. And then what they did was they built up a foundation with that. And then they started to open it up to more and more, and people started to adopt that. Instagram was always very like hipster. You're gonna add a ton of filters over your photos. They're gonna look really bad a couple years later. But what wound up happening is they had this creative group of younger people that were adopting it and loved it. And then that is what set the base for their success. So I think TikTok is in a very similar fashion.
Yeah, I think, you know, that age demographic you're talking about is one of the hardest to get them to grab their attention. You know, when they latch onto something, it's huge. I mean, advertisers are always trying to market to that younger demographic and get them to get excited about something. So the fact that they have adopted TikTok in that way is huge. And I think the reason they've adopted it is, you know, it's really a creator's playhouse. The way it's integrated with music, artists having their ability to get out there, you know, you're making quick little short videos that have lots of features worked in, like the transitions and different, you know, of those filters and overlays that we love on things like Instagram and Snapchat now. You know, so it's kind of combined a lot of that paired with the entire music side of it. You know, music is catchy. Music is something that people get addicted to. So, you know, when they hear that song over and over and over again, and everyone's like, well, I want to do the dance version, or I want to do something about that. I think TikTok has provided a ton of tools that have allowed people to easily have fun and make creative pieces of content.
Definitely. And last but not least, point four is that video content is being consumed at a higher rate than ever. And so what better use of a video-based platform? I mean, now TikTok allows you to upload photos and you can do slideshows and you can kind of have a mix of photos and videos, which is awesome. But when it first started out, it was all video. And the people that I feel like succeed the most at it are the ones that are comfortable in video and the ones that have a real comfort in either editing those videos or just being in front of a camera. And whether it's being goofy or serious or talking about marketing or talking about sales or talking about whatever trend is out right now, video content is at all-time high. And so what better time to put your eggs into a video basket than one that has 100 million users before it's really even gained a lot of steam yet?
Definitely. So we hope you guys are using TikTok, loving TikTok, all of it, because we don't think it's going anywhere. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to check out more from us. And thanks, guys.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Looking for more from us? Follow @DuoCleveland on social media today.